welcome back, guys, to the channel. I am so happy to have you here and celebrate this massive milestone with me. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, just look at this title. This is my 50th episode of my series. Now, if you started with me from the beginning, you'll know it was previously called Coffee Talk. And then as of 2019, I decided to change the name to RumFit Radio, just because there's a lot of coffee talks out there, but there's only one RumFit Radio. So with that being said, the 50th episode, I'll tell you what, guys, it has been a journey. I have two more weeks until it's officially an entire year's worth of podcasts. And the reason that it's been a journey is, I'll be completely honest with you guys, when I first started Coffee Talk and the podcast, I originally started on Instagram, if you guys remember, just viewing my story every single morning at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I just talk about nutrition and all this fun stuff. Well, I did not plan on doing this really for this long. And as I continue to produce the content, you guys started to engage more and really love it, which is why I moved it from Instagram into a podcast through iTunes and SoundCloud. Now, throughout the weeks, I really did struggle producing content and keeping motivated, because there are weeks where, of course, the views got me down because there weren't as many as I liked, or the engagement wasn't as good as I thought it would be. So I had to ask myself the question of, why am I even creating this content? I really want to stop. I don't want to do this anymore. But I went ahead, pushed through, and continued to provide the content. And I'm so grateful that I did. And I know you guys are too, because of the amount of engagement that I've been getting from each episode now. And I just cannot wait to continue to produce this content for you guys and just watch it grow. Now, if you've been with me since day one, stick with me, because we are gonna grow and I am not going anywhere. But without further ado, let's go ahead and dive into the episode 50 Q&A. The first question revolves around my latest episode I just released about finding your weights and your reps for your goals when it comes to resistance training. And it reads, Donnie, I'm finally understanding the importance of weight training and my goal for fat loss. But should I completely cut out cardio, or should I keep it in? So this is a phenomenal question. And the answer is no, you should not completely cut out cardio. Cardio is definitely essential, but you need to look at cardio a lot less for fat burning and more for heart health. Initially, cardio is a tool for fat loss. It is not a primary use for fat loss, meaning your primary way to lose fat should be solely through nutrition, not solely through cardio. You cannot outwork a bad diet. When should you start to increase your cardio is essentially when your calories get so low that your body is not going to be able to function at proper levels because they're too low. And then you start to add in more cardio to create a bigger caloric deficit to aid in fat loss. So my best recommendation on what your cardio should be, as long as you're lifting weights anywhere between 3 to 5 times per week, is generally 2 to 3 times for anywhere between 20 to 30 minutes per session. Now, when it comes to cardio, your heart rate is extremely important. While you're doing your cardio, you want to ensure that your heart rate stays anywhere between 120 and 140. If it goes above, don't worry too much about it. That's perfectly okay. But if it's anywhere below 120, then honestly, you're really not doing all that much, because your body's not working that entirely hard. You're just lackadaisically walking or whatever you're doing on the cardio equipment. So while you do cardio, do not waste your time by just lackadaisically walking. Keep your heart rate in between what's called the fat burning zone, which is 120 to 140 BPM. All right, the next question I got pertains to the same exact episode and, well, weight training in general. Okay, so I understand I need to start weight training, but Donnie, what is the best weight training program? Now, I cannot just say in general terms what the absolute best program is. Because of this right here, the best program is gonna be the one that you follow. Now, the general rule of thumb for programs and the amount of times you're training per week will dictate what your training protocol looks like. So here are the guidelines when it comes to how many days you're working out and what your best and most optimal way of weight training is. If you are doing the bare minimum days of weight training, meaning you're only training 3 times per week, what you should be doing is full body workouts, hitting one muscle group per exercise and just going through the full body. So you hit one chest exercise, maybe for 3 or 4 sets, then you move on to back, then you move on to legs, meaning quads, and then you move on to hamstrings. You know what I mean. Now, if you're going for 4 times a week, then you want to do something like a push and a pull, and then a day off, and then a push and a pull. And what I mean by a push and a pull is all of the pushing exercises on one day, so like the bench press, the tricep pushdowns, the leg press, the leg extensions, calf raises, essentially exercises that you are doing a pushing motion on should be performed on day one, and day two should be the exercises that you do pulling motions on. For example, a pull-up, a bicep curl, and a hamstring leg curl. Those exercises would be performed on the pull day, and essentially you just rinse and repeat with generally different exercises on day 3 and day 4 of your exercise program. Now, if you're exercising 5 days per week, that starts to get a little bit complicated regarding what your goals are and all these other things, and there are so many different splits when it comes to anywhere between 5 to 6 days per week. So if you need a more specific program, please go ahead, contact me directly, and I can help you figure out the best program for you. All right, so our next one, Donnie, what's the best pre-workout? Well, my opinion about pre-workout is rather hypocritical, to say the least. And I freely admit that solely because of this right here. When it comes to pre-workout, if you come to me and you ask me what pre-workout I should get, I'm going to tell you none. If you've never taken pre-workout before, go as long as you possibly can without taking it. And that's because with pre-workouts nowadays, the amount of excess ingredients inside to make the pre-workout sound like the best one on the market are just complete and utterly overkill, and the body does not need half of the things inside a pre-workout. So if you can go without it, 100%, go and do it. But here's where I get hypocritical. I, in fact, myself do take pre-workout, and that is because of the idea of being a placebo. Do I need pre-workout? No. But when I get to the gym, I feel like I cannot work out without it. It is a crutch for me, and I realize it, and it is a problem for me to fix for myself. But when it comes to stopping others from taking it, don't even take that first scoop. Instead, the best pre-workout that you can get is 1, either a cup of coffee, or 2, straight up caffeine pills. Now, don't exceed 200 milligrams of caffeine at a time. Your body really does not need that, and you'll understand why when you do. So now you guys kind of have a little bit of insight on what I mean about my hypocritical standing on pre-workout. Do as I say, not as I do. But honestly, if you need a pick-me-up or some sort of stimulant for pre-workout, go with the coffee or the caffeine pill. And I'll tell you what, the pure caffeine source that you can get, the better, solely because caffeine works wonders pre-workout. And that's because it helps with your endurance, lets you push through a couple extra reps. It really helps with your energy levels, and it acts as a fat burner for your workout. So you burn a little bit of extra calories during your workout because you took the caffeine. And this last question here, we do not have enough time for, but I'm gonna use it as a teaser for next week's episode. And that is, Donnie, is sodium okay? And the answer, you'll find out next week. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in, guys. I really appreciate you being here. If you've been here since day one, I love you guys. I hope you love me too. Show me some love by hitting that subscribe button. Also, please leave a review. If you leave me a review and you can go ahead and confirm it with a screenshot or whatever, go ahead, send it my way, and I will create your own personalized macro plan based on your goals, whether it is fat loss, whether it is to gain some muscle, or just to eat healthier. I'll go ahead and do it for you. It's a little win-win for both of us. It really helps out the channel. But at this point, I'm really just blabbing away. Hey guys, thank you again so much for tuning in, and I will see you next week.